attention. I'd like to bring the Finance and Government Operations Committee to order. Roll call.
Here.
Robert Pollard here.
Larry Chicano here.
David Michael here.
Don Moore here.
Phil Chapman here.
Lisa Ciampoli here. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes from July 11, 2018?
I move we approve the minutes from July.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any public comment? Seeing none, moving on.
Ms. Ciampoli, I move we suspend the normal agenda so we can take care of Mr. Fulton's business first because he has to go to St. Louis, and if we don't take care of it first, he'll be late.
Okay. Anyone disagree? Okay. So moving forward for purchasing approvals, we'll just go ahead and do his first. That is a repair of an antenna mast system on the command vehicle. It's at $54,000. Any questions?
$5,400.
Thank you. Obviously, maybe I shouldn't do this. Any questions? Is that
for five? No. It's taken care of by a grant. The grant is specifically designed for maintenance of unified command post. As far as camera mast, the mast was designed to go up, give overhead views of areas to be surveyed or explored. It went out about a year ago. We secured a grant, taken care of, no cost to the county.
So the grant's in the same amount?
Yes.
And then I'll finish the rest of the orders. Any other questions? And if you needed to go.
Madam Chairman, I move we approve this request.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Go ahead and vote. Tom?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Aye.
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 And I vote aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So moving on, we will go ahead and do the rest of the purchase approvals. I have one Ricoh MPC 5503 printer for $5,133 from the assessors. Any questions? I am pulling the community development, the St. Louis Regional Chamber. I am pulling that one, so we'll take that off.
Curious.
The reason is the chairman has asked that it go back to the committee and hear both sides of the argument. So I will allow that.
Okay.
Renewal for prevention and maintenance and repair of a M100 tabulator, and that's for county clerk at $23,975. That's a renewal. And the next one is a renewal for the AutoMark maintenance agreement. Government business system, and it's for $28,200 renewal for the county clerk. Any questions?
Madam Chairman, did this, Ms. McMendoza, these two contracts will ensure that we have accurate elections and the machines run and function appropriately?
Yes, sir. That is absolutely the intention of the preventative maintenance.
Thank you.
Moving on, one new model year 2018 Ford Explorer. There is a bid. It's for $27,180, and that's for employment and training. They are replacing a minivan and need this to travel about to Springfield and move equipment.
What kind of equipment is for employment and training?
So if we go to job fairs, things like that, we take displays, material. So the Explorer gives us the option of both having a halfway comfortable vehicle to replace the 2002 Windspar and the ability to flip down the third seat to load things. So our big event every year is a job fair in Collinsville where we load things up pretty heavy, farms and things that we have to haul down there. So it's a combination of... We attend meetings and trainings throughout the state, so we just spent a little over $1,000 on repair at the Windstar, and it's making some funny noises still. So,
okay. I think a 2002 is pretty good for keeping it for that long.
One we've discussed, I don't think I'm not going to, you know, draw a line in the sand on this one necessarily, but have we ever, and I know we have to expedite the meeting, but there was a concern of having excess number of vehicles and that aren't being utilized, and it just seems to me that, I mean,
like, so part of our issue is that, again, it's funded out of the WIOLA grant money, so it's our vehicle, but it's really not our vehicle.
Yeah.
So the state has a big say in it.
Okay.
So in order, it's harder for us to do this. We had to get approval from the state to even move forward, and we've got approval already from them to put the Windstar in the auction that the county's planning on having.
Okay.
But it's very restricted on the money, what we can do with it.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom, we were able to take some vehicles from community development, get them to other departments. They bought them. We're going to be looking at an auction here for some of our surplus vehicles. And frankly, a lot of those are a little bit on as far as years. Linda can talk to you about that, or she can speak to it. But some of the vehicles we have are sedans, maybe a van, very old. As far as SUVs, I don't think we have any. And they haven't come through the sheriff's department yet, the SUVs, so...
And then the sheriff's department only have this. They have 10 on order, and they're going to recycle those to the community, like I think you did.
Okay.
Moving on. Any other questions?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Install a boiler feed system at the Madison County Wood River facility. Neuter IPG is $21,618, and facility management. Any questions on that? Seeing none. Okay, then a renewal annual maintenance of Boss Support Central. Business Oriented Software Solutions, Boss is its acronym. It's $5,000. It's from Information Technology. Also, they have a renewal for the mobile premium software maintenance and net motion diagnostic from AT&T for $17,650, and that's information technology. Any questions? I had some prior to and were received due to the fact that this software also has a travel component, or added that they could go to the conference for free, which I think is a nice thing, that it's an $850 value. So I'm okay with that. The other next one is an internship contract for SIU students for $9,843 from planning and development. Any questions?
Yes,
sir. Yes.
Is this something that we've done in the past?
Yes.
Yeah, we regularly got the intern. We pay through the OSU fund, and the intern essentially helps us through different projects.
Okay. Is there any connection between this contract and item 11 on your old business with that issue we're going to talk about later?
Yes, sir.
There's no connection whatsoever. So if we didn't do this, we could still proceed.
Correct.
There's no way different. Okay. All right.
Two different items. So,
is this a tuition? I'm just curious. Is this their? Are you essentially paying their tuition for a year? Is that how it kind of goes, or is it a salary for?
They get a course credit. The graduate school. I don't know how much they're getting. It works out to be about $12 an hour, but they get a course credit for it.
Gotcha. Okay. So,
I'm not sure exactly how much of. Student receives, I want to say they're not receiving anything but course credit and the experience.
Gotcha. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it is. Great. Yeah.
So, can I have a motion to approve the purchasing approval?
So, second.
Tom?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Hi.
Yes. Dan?
Hi.
Hi.
And I vote aye. Moving on to the purchasing resolutions, we have two. One is a resolution to purchase a penetration test system for Madison County Information Technology. The second one is a revised resolution to contract for design engineering services for a parallel force main lift station 19 for the Madison County Special Service Area Number 1. Any questions? On the penetration test, that was went through IT. It did move forward. There were about 12 different bids. They did a scoring system. The lowest was like $21,000. The highest was $100,000. As you remember, that they asked for $100,000 to be given back to their budget to do a penetration test. They did a scoring system through to look at every one of the different bids. The one that fits the criteria the best were the top three, with one for $100,000, I think $50,000, and
nine,
roughly. I know it's going outside that we're not taking the lowest bid, but we're not taking the highest bid, and this company met our all our needs, and I feel like it's, I think it's a good idea for the county, and it was agreed upon in IT. Any questions?
I talked to Jamie Goggin about it today. I called him because I went through their committee and his committee, and he had same explanation, basically. They had criteria, kind of like what they do in the grants, and they applied that criteria. Some people didn't meet the specifications of what they. It's really a professional service. It's not. It's not really a bid. Something you can necessarily bid in a. It's not. It's an apples. It's an apples comparison all the time. So he had. He had a very thoughtful explanation, I thought, of it. So.
And any other further?
You mentioned the $100K was given to them. So if this pans out and it goes through at this cost, you plan on pulling back that $50K?
You guys get the money back, yes. It could only be spent on the penetration test.
I realize, Madam Chairman, that this occasioned some concern in some quarters. As a matter of fact, there was a newspaper article about it that I read, and I did due diligence, as Mr. McCray also did, and Mr. Goggins assuaged any concerns that I might have had. I think that it's necessary to maintain the privacy. I know that when Mr. Goggins did it with his own business, that they penetrated his computers within 24 hours, and they were able to extract everybody's Social Security numbers. I think it's essential that we protect the privacy of our staff.
And do they do this? Is it a one-time thing, or is it an ongoing?
It'll be a test. It'll take a couple days, weeks, and then after they're done, they'll tell us what they found, what we need to fix, and then come back and ensure that it's fixed.
So then you fix it, and then they try it again until you kind of go back and forth until you fixed everything. At least they've been able to.
Yes.
Okay.
Any questions?
Good.
Thank Can I get a motion to approve the purchasing resolutions?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Aye.
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 Yes.
Moving on, let's bring in 6, 7, and 8.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. First, I'd like to announce that Shuffle's presentation will be at the next Finance Committee regarding the CAFR, and the CAFR is online. And you can get a bound copy from our office if you're interested in getting that, too. Also, at the next meeting, well, I don't know what I'm getting into here yet as far as the time frame is. I'm going to talk to you about something about travel and a waste of taxpayers' money that I'm going to have some suggestions on. So I'll save that for the next meeting. You're welcome. Claims and transfers report. We have a claims and transfers report for July of 2018. I'm submitting that for your approval.
Sure.
I can move forward, Madam Chairman. I will. You have a copy. Well, we've got an immediate appropriations, emergency appropriations. refers the subsequent to the adoption of the said budget, the county received a grant in the amount of $194,245. It's entitled an Adult Redeploy Illinois Program with the purpose of establishing a continuum of local community-based sanctions and treatment alternatives for nonviolent offenders. As I said, it's $194,245. It's a no-match grant. I'll bring them both in.
Yes, please.
Second grant is subsequent to the adoption of the budget of the county. We received a grant in the amount of $35,000. This is to conduct site visits to assess health care providers' immunization-related practices. It identifies compliances with vaccine for children's programs and provides information and resources to improve immunization services and increase pediatric vaccination coverage levels. This, again, is a no-match grant, and I move for your approval on both grants.
And bring in the refunds?
Refunds. Let me see. We've got, looks like just one refund today. We have a refund to the special service area payable to the amount of $179.80 to the attached recipients. This is refunds that are due for overpayments, and I move for your approval on that.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to approve the claims and transfer report, the immediate emergency appropriations, and the refund?
So moved.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Safety and risk, or any questions on due to the monthly budget report today? That's done. Safety and risk management, any report?
No.
Okay. Old business, I do have, but due to the time constraint, the Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville governance structure, I will bring that up at the next meeting for you all to just discuss and that to see what you think about it, if you should do anything or move forward. So, moving on to new business. We have the
Fiddler Services.
Yeah. Thank you. If you would like to address the committee.
Yeah, what I have before you attached is a services agreement from our provider, which is Fiddler. We have a contract with Fiddler. Our records are utilized by various industries to go in and do title searches, different things like that. We have negotiated here is Zillow would like to look at our records, and that is our daily work. Daily work is work that we do every single day that goes out in the recorder's office. Previously, this work had been sold and there was no constraints on it. At this point in time, the way that it's set up, all documents that are in our system are watermarked. And through this contract, you can see that there is a preclusion against any resale of any information that would be in your records. Generally, what is done with these records, just so you know, is services like Zillow and also Rocket Mortgage. They take this data, they have it run through people, and they type in various information that's defining not necessarily the person, but just so that they've got an overall view of what's going on. That's my understanding of how this information is used. It's used in commerce, so it's a common use of our information that's been being used this way previously. I talked with other counties, and what I found was the rate that was going was anywhere from 30 cents to about 17 cents. Our neighbor over in St. Clair is receiving 30 cents per image on the daily work coming through. We were able to negotiate a similar agreement with Zillow. Additionally, I am working to add a liquidated damages clause to that. As Rob has mentioned about the penetration test, and people taking data, it's a very major concern for recorder's offices throughout the nation, and that is people can go in and grab this data and harvest it at no charge. Basically, they steal it from us. And so we're working to get a liquidated damages clause as part of this agreement. Now, I don't know that this is something that needs to be voted on. I brought it to the committee for informational purposes. If you find that I can't give a legal opinion on that. I don't think it's something that we voted on previously, and I know that we do deal directly with Fiddler. They are our contract provider for services.
Madam Chairman, if I may?
Yes.
Something about Fiddler was brought to the Tax Cycle Committee in our last meeting, and at the request of the recorder, we withdrew that, but it does have something to do with fees. And according to Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, fee is another name for tax.
And I would like to say
the committee was very clear that we will bring this up next month. We would like all the information from the recorder's office, and we intend to take a vote in October. We were waiting for a legal readout from the state's attorney's office to the recorder's office before we choose to act. So that's kind of where we're at with it in the Tax Cycle Committee.
And I don't mean to peg points, but I did look up Webster's Dictionary, and I didn't find the same definition as you did.
Oh.
Notwithstanding, I don't think that's really relevant here. I think the main issue is how does the board wish to proceed on this?
Well, as you brought it to our committee, we have every intention in the Tax Cycle Committee of looking at it next month. We invite you to come and bring it to our attention, and we'll look at it with you.
Well, I mean, it's not something we need to just look at. If you say that you need information, when you say we want all the information, I'm not really sure what all the information is, so if you would like to be more specific with me, I'm happy to do that.
Well, I would think since you're the recorder and running this program, it would be pretty easy for you to figure out what all the information we need to make a decision. And the most important data that was missing last time was your readout from the state's attorney's office. If you've got that, certainly that's a pertinent piece of information we would like to have, Ms. Meyer.
Well, I don't think that this needs to be voted on, so I think that I brought it to the committee for informational purposes only, and I would like a legal opinion from the state's attorney as to whether or not this is a matter that needs to be voted on by the board. I'm certainly happy to be transparent about it, but we don't need to have death by committee if we don't need to have a vote on it.
Thank you.
What records were sold previously? You said records were sold previously. You seem to think that was... you said that some records were sold previously. Which records were sold?
The records within our office are all open to anybody to take a look at.
Right.
But there was a period of time when the daily work was being put on CDs, and the daily work was then being sold. Those CDs were being sold. And there was no safeguards to ensure that information was not redistributed.
Is that not sold anymore? Is it not available to the... I mean, it's data that we produced, right? The county produced. And so is selling it illegal, or is it it's data that's available to... You want to provide it to Zillow, right? Now you want to provide the same data to Zillow, correct?
Yes, I'm bringing it before the board.
Right.
And this is data that would be provided to Zillow. It would be the daily work, as I previously described.
Right.
We don't produce this data. It's the data that we actually record.
Right.
So we don't make it. We just record it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what's wrong with people that want to utilize this data purchasing it?
There's nothing wrong with it, sir. That's what we have here, is for people to be able to purchase it. It's at 30 cents per image. That's what I was able to negotiate. That's not listed on there. It was lower than that previously. So I negotiated at 30 cents per image is what Zillow had indicated that they would be willing to pay for our daily work. Additionally, there are safeguards on that. So we're not simply handing anything over that says, take these records. The safeguards that we have in place now,
yeah,
all of our records are watermarked. Additionally, in the information that you see that we've provided, there are restraints upon the reselling of that information and even providing it to anybody else without sale. So this does provide some protection. We know where our data is going.
Reselling by whom?
Reselling by Zillow.
So once, I mean, I'm not sure I'm following though, because you said data previously had been sold, right?
Yes, sir.
And now you want to sell it to Zillow. And so I guess for a while we weren't selling it.
That's correct.
Yeah. So what happened to that? I mean, wasn't it available through the assessor's office? The same data that she's talking about?
Yeah, we have, in terms of I don't know that we have all the records that she has, but the sales
yeah.
we have, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think maybe wasn't part of that transfer to the assessor from the recorder?
I'm not aware of that. Sir.
Really?
No.
Okay. Okay.
So, are you aware of that, too? No. Yeah, I don't, we deal in different records, and this is a different document set, from my understanding, in the industry code.
Is it? So did you use Fiddler before?
We've always used Fiddler.
Fiddler.
And as a matter of fact, this information, Fiddler is...
And it distributes to...
Well, what Fiddler does is they are a software provider.
Okay.
We also have subscription services to access the records within our vault. And so patrons can purchase a subscription. Title companies may purchase a subscription. There's various different types of subscriptions. Some people may say, we want the whole month, and we want to be able to look at whatever we want to look at. There's still fees that are involved if they print out copies for those subscriptions. There may be some people that say, I want to go on twice a month. And so they have a different type of service that they will use through Fiddler.
So then, so I kind of understand, we've used Fiddler in the past, but now you want to open it up to Zillow, or is Fiddler going to be the company you use, and then they will sell it on
it is
Zillow?
It is still through Fiddler.
Okay.
And Zillow has contacted 50 counties in the United States. 9 of them are in Illinois. Madison County is obviously one of them, and they've requested that they would like to have a closer look at our data pursuant to this type of agreement to be able to look at our daily work.
And then we would get a fee from
them. We would get, according to what I've negotiated, I think that says 17, but I was...
I have it at 15.
At 15, yes. Zillow has agreed to pay 30 cents per image. And also they have agreed to the insertion of a liquidated damages clause if we should find that there is data harvesting going on within our data. And hopefully we will have a penetration test that is effective enough to ensure that we have no data harvesting occurring.
Madam Chairman, I would think there would be data harvesting. I think that there would be privacy concerns with that. Because
could you please tell me what you think those would
be? Well, because that's what they're doing. They're data mining. And I think you expressed concern about that before. You said we were...
I'm not concerned with privacy. None of the, as with these, the records that we have within our office are all, with the exception of our military discharge records, they're all open to the public. So they're fully transparent.
Yeah. And get a deed or things of that nature.
No, I know you, yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
Madam Chairman,
I know you can.
Point of information. I'd simply like to point out that the dictionary tells us that a tax is a compulsory contribution to state revenue levied by government, which is exactly what this is.
Okay. But I think this practice, if I understand, has been there already. We have been charging.
Yes, before. We've been charging for various. People have been, and it's absolutely necessary for people that work in the title industry that can definitely inform us to be able to have that kind of off-site access. It helps business.
I have a question. So is the agreement with Fiddler and the county? Or is it with Fiddler and Zillow? And who is responsible for these liquidated damages?
Okay, so
what kind of liability does the county have?
That would not be liability on the county. That would be liability on Zillow. And because when people come in and they mine data, they come in and you don't know necessarily how much they've taken by the time you realize that they've been into your data. So it's difficult to determine the amount of damages. In those type of cases, we would say you're going to pay $100,000 if we find that there's instances of where you have come in and stolen the data. And so we would go into the agreement with both parties knowing, and $100,000 might be a little high, but with both parties knowing, hey, we've agreed to this, so we've already decided what our damages are going to be. And those would not be damages that we would have to pay. Those would be damages that Zillow would be required to pay if we found that they were harvesting our data.
Thank you for the information. We greatly appreciate it, everyone.
Yes.
I just want to clarify what we sell to Zillow is the information that comes off of those deeds. We don't actually sell the deeds. In our DevNet system, we have sales information that is the document number That is the sale price, that is the grantor-grantee information. The actual document she has, the recorder's office has copies of. We get copies of them, but we don't sell that information. But Zillow does get a data download from us on a regular basis, quarterly, I think it is, and that information is included in there that of the sales that occurred.
Just real quick, and the only reason I know there was some property by my house that sold, and we were curious the price, and we went on Zillow, and they knew exactly what the price was. They said what the price was, you know, just a little bit afterwards. Again, I don't do that much trading and buying property. So, anyway, any other questions or anything? And I think it's going kind of through the tax cycle, and you all figure that out. But for the purpose of finance, thank you very much for giving the information. I greatly appreciate it. Any other questions?
I have a topic to talk about, but not a question on this.
And under new business?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were through any?
Unless there's any further.
Yes. Thank you. Go ahead.
If we have a little time, I'll be really brief and general on this, but there's an issue right now between the Sheriff's Department and IT Department as far as service provided.
Right.
Some people know about that. And at the last meeting, trying to make amends and get an agreement between IT and the Sheriff's Department, it was determined that the IT come up with some kind of plan to address after-hours issues to meet requirements for the Sheriff's Department, which is important. At this point in time, the IT department has put together an after-hours call list and provide that to everyone. It was also asked at that same meeting by Ms. Gorman, which I thought was a great idea, to put together an SLA between Sheriff's Department and IT department and put it in writing and with their expectation what they need for their after-hours service. At this point in time, after talking to Mr. Goggin, and Mr. Dorman, I haven't seen that yet from the Sheriff's Department. And the reason why I'm bringing it up in finance, because I think that the finance committee should hold off on any kind of changes or requests for money to the Sheriff's Department until they come up with an SLA and meet with the IT department and come to an agreement to get those two departments working together like they should be. So just something for the finance yourself and the committee members to think about if there is a request for additional funds or budget movement for the Sheriff's Department.
For IT or just for anything?
Well, I feel the IT has done their job as far as provided the sheriff what they asked for.
Okay.
We're waiting for the return. The ball's in their court now, the Sheriff's Department's court. And I'd like to see something back from them addressing this and letting IT know what they expect for their after-hour support.
And I thought IT was also kind of supposed to put up a little thing that they thought their service agreement is to compare. I wasn't sure, and that what came out of that conversation also, that IT was supposed to have kind of what you thought your expectations were to provide service to the Sheriff's Department.
I just figured that the egg would be coming from the Sheriff's Department,
okay.
And then the chicken would be that you know, getting together after they propose their, you know, what they've looked for in the SLA.
Okay.
That's just my thoughts on that.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, I'm also aware of the situation. I appreciate Mr. Moore's concern here, because where we're going, if we can't get them together, is the sheriff's office is going to want to have somebody from the outside come in and do the IT work, which is apparently allowed by statute. I'm not sure if that wouldn't be more expensive. So it would seem to me it would behoove everybody to get along and complete the mission together. I agree with Mr. Moore wholeheartedly.
All right. Thank you. Anything else under your desk? All right. Well, thank you for your time. And can I have a motion to adjourn?
Move adjourn, Madam Chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.